Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and we're here from Work From Your Happy Place. I am so excited about our show today. We have a delightful guest in store for you, Michelle Lersch with It Works Global. Michelle was formerly in real estate, but completely fell in love with the direct selling industry. She is currently a double diamond leader with It Works Global. Michelle has two children, Derek and Olivia. She and her husband have been married for over 23 years. She has a sweet shih tzu named Chester that she's absolutely crazy about. Michelle and her family live in sunny Florida near the Gulf of Mexico in Bradenton and have lived there for over 18 years. She loves to travel with her family and enjoy the good life. She also likes to volunteer weekly and serve others. It's my great pleasure to welcome Michelle Lersch. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Belinda, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on the call. I am so excited about this. I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so excited.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, and I know our guests are going to be excited with all the wonderful information that you have to share. So why don't you take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself and just fill us in on your journey and how you've gotten where you are today.
Well, it's been a great journey. It's been 5 years that I've been with my company, It Works. And it's funny, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're looking for and you stumble upon it and it becomes such a gift. And that's what this industry has been for my family. I was a realtor in the crash of 08. And 09 happened. And Charlie and I were both in real estate, and he was a real estate investor as well. And we owned over 40 homes when the crash happened. We made a lot of great money in real estate, but we lost almost everything in that crash. And I had a friend that was somebody that I respected, and she was really into health and fitness and organics, and I trusted her. And she had gone in and put a wrap on my husband, and he came home like a giddy schoolgirl about how it made him feel, and his pants were loose. And I kind of thought, okay, this guy is weird. I don't need a wrap. Then just she gave me some of the supplements, and immediately within taking them for 2 days, I felt completely different and said, okay, if I can do this and make a couple extra $100 a month, then I'm going to give it a go. And got started and really started to see the vision of what this opportunity can create for people, which is freedom, time freedom, friendships, and it's a really great income. So that's kind of how I got started. And it's been 5 years for me now.
Oh, that's awesome. So then share with us how the business has shaped your lifestyle, because I'm sure you and your husband went from being extremely busy, both in the real estate market, and really, how has the direct sales industry then shaped the lifestyle that you have right now with your family?
Well, I just think, you know, for me, owning my own time, Charlie's now in the corporate world, but for me, with the flexibility that this business offers people, I just think it's such a gift. My dad passed away in January, and he got diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I was able to just, you know, pick up, take my business with me, because my business is on my phone, and sit by his bedside for 17, 18 days as he, you know, was dying. And I think that was such a gift that my stepmom said I gave him. And it was something, you know, that was a gift to me because I could be there and say those things that you want to say and just not worry, is my business going to fall apart? I was still able to do business by his bedside. And to me, that was something that I'd always appreciated the business, but sometimes you need a reminder when you've been on the journey for 5 years of why you do what you do. And that was a really precious gift for me.
Oh, that, so I know it is amazing when you can just pick up and do the things you need to do working your business around it. And
yeah,
I, you know, have been in it for 36 years now. And I know that's something that I've always certainly appreciated, that I can take my family with me when I want to take them with me. I can make time for family when I need to make time for family, or do the things that we want to do. I just carve that out. So I think that it is really important. And I do think that every now and again, it does take something as a reminder, because I think for all of us, no matter what job you're in, you have that tendency to become maybe even a little bit bored, or probably a better word is complacent. And then all of a sudden, it hits you at what a value it is and how thankful you are. I think it's always staying in the mindset of attitude of gratitude.
Oh, yes.
And when you do that, then you really realize what you have right at your fingertips. And I think that's an important lesson. And if everyone would just wake up every day going, gosh, you know, what do I have versus what I don't have, they would look at their business through a completely different set of eyes.
And that's what happened to me back in January. I wake up now and say, I have the honor to impact people's lives daily with their health, with their wellness, with just speaking life into them, being an encourager. And just that's how I really try to get up every day and say, I'm thankful for my health and what I have been given. And so how can I impact other lives daily with this gift?
That's great. So share with us then a couple of your greatest skill sets. You know, everybody has different strengths and then different weaknesses, but what do you think has really helped you in owning your own business?
I think just staying consistent, you know, being consistent, even on those days where, like you said, you may not always feel like, oh, you know, but just staying consistent. And I see the vision of the company, and that gets me really excited. So consistency is something I would definitely say, you know, because it's like planting a little garden. You can't plant seeds one day and go out and expect to see beautiful flowers in the garden the next day. It's consistency. And I also like to learn. I love to read books and listen to wonderful podcasts like Work From Your Happy Place that teach me how to be a better steward of this industry. Like I said, it's a gift, and I'm such an advocate for it that I want to grow in the self-development part of it and the leadership part of it. And I feel like being a reader and learning all the time and collaborating with other people and staying open to growing myself has been just a key for me. I always say to my team, this is a personal development program with a pay plan attached to it. And I do. I feel like the better human being I can be, my business grows as a side effect to it, and my income grows. And it's amazing.
Oh, that is a great way to put it. I've actually never heard anybody fully put it just that way, but it really is a personal development program with a paycheck attached to it. That is a great way to say that, because it's important that we all stay students. You don't ever get to a place where you think, oh gosh, I know it all. And if you do, you usually have nowhere to go but backward. And that's one of the things I've made sure that I've done, even after all the years of doing this and all the trainings that I've been a part of. And if I don't continue to learn and grow, then I'm not going to continue to add value with everyone. So we always make a really great point here at Step Into Success to stay on the cutting edge of what's trending, what does the industry need today. And I do that by doing focus groups and interviews and talking with different people. And then I continue to read books as well. Do you have a favorite book or a couple of favorites that you'd like to share?
Well, I just got the Direct Sales for Dummies. That is amazing. So I love your book. I also like The First Year of Network Marketing. I think that's a Mark Yarnell book. And then I'm a big fan of GoPro. as well.
Okay, great.
And then Old School Stuff by Dale Carnegie, I think, is just timeless.
I could not agree more. I go back and read some of my older sales books and my older personal development books, and they just, they're invigorating. And they I think a lot of people don't even know they exist. So it's just, there are some great classics in the area of personal development, that's for sure. So tell us about an obstacle or a challenge that you've faced and then how you've worked through that.
I just think that, you know, this industry can be challenging a little bit. And like I said, you have to grow, you have to stretch, you have to get outside your comfort zone. And what I had to just realize that people are going to join and they're going to quit. And I'm very compassionate. And so I had to learn people aren't always going to do what they say they're going to do or even what they want to do, and not to take it personally and to just be accountable to myself and say, are you doing the things that you're asking everybody else to do? And to just keep moving forward and to realize that if it's that I set the tone for my team, and that our thought life is something I really studied a lot and learned about this year, is just the self-talk that we all talk to ourselves. And sometimes, you know, I can be the biggest cheerleader for myself, and that's the tone I have to set. I have to be the biggest cheerleader for myself, because what we think affects what we do. And so I just want to always, you know, have positive self-talk and realize that it's a choice. I can think positive or I can think negative, but thinking negative hurts me and it doesn't help anybody else. So our thinking is really powerful. So just changing my thinking around has been an obstacle that I'm working on, and I'm definitely overcoming being a former negative thinker, which I'm glad, you know, because yes, it really does affect us.
It does. I always tell people this whole business, 80% of it is wrapped up in your attitude. It's every day how you choose to see the glass. Is it half full? Is it half empty? You know, and how you choose to view that day will determine much of what your actions are for the day and how you react to people and how you see possibilities. And so I could not absolutely agree more.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes was from Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. And I have that every day that I look at and I say, yep, that's so I can and I will.
That's awesome. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, both personally and professionally?
You know, I just think peace of mind, no stress, freedom, no alarm clock, and just showing my kids, because I have a 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, that they have the choice to do great things. And they've seen me work really hard on my business. They've seen me grow so much as a person over the past 5 years. And I want them to be, you know that they have choices and they can achieve things and do whatever they want. And that the networking business is, it's a gift, and it just has so much potential. And the pay scale is pretty good too. But it's just, you know, impacting people's lives for the better. And just, I don't know, it means so much to me. I just think it's a gift. It's all of those things. I wish there was just one word, but just the freedom, no boss and no alarm clock. I love it. You know, I woke up today at 8:30 and went to work out and got in the shower, got ready for this call. And it's just the freedom.
Right. I know that's everybody says, how did you get started in this at 18 years old, you know, and have the foresight? And I'm like, I didn't. I just said, oh my gosh, I'll never have to get up early if I do this. This will be awesome. Yeah. And it really was about the alarm clock thing for me. And you know, there's been so many wonderful perks along the way, but I can't say that hasn't still remained a perk after all these years.
Exactly.
All right. So share with us something you're extremely proud of.
I think just, you know, what I've been able to accomplish. I mean, I'm not at the top of my company yet, But I've also been taught that, you know, build something rock solid that will grow. Like I talked about that little garden. So earning a pretty rock solid residual income on our little income chart, I've always been above average. So I'm like, yay, for the first time of my life, I'm above average. And just continuing to love people, work on myself and pour in to my team. You know, I've earned some great bonuses and some trips and just, you know, failing forward. You got to take one day at a time and just get up the next day. And I really like just the gift of being a cheerleader for people and impacting, you know, people's lives for the better. And just, you know, pouring belief into people that they can be more. I think so many of us can do things that we just don't give ourselves credit for. And that's kind of been really something that's really stirred in me this year. I see so many people that really think that they're not worthy. And I love that this business has really kind of said, yeah, you know, look what you did. And so I like passing that belief and like lighting somebody else's candle to move forward and to just know that they can do it. So that's,
you know,
something I'm proud
that
of.
You yeah. should be too. And that is so important. I was just sharing this on a training call with a group of leaders, just like right before we did this podcast. And I've seen it over all the years and I've trained it, but it's like people truly don't begin to believe in themselves until they know someone else believes in them. And I think that it's, as leaders in this industry or really any industry, it's, we have to show others that we do believe in them. And I think sometimes people are shy to do that or afraid to do that, or they don't want to be pushy or they don't want anybody to think they're weird. But the reality of it is when you let people know that you care about them and believe in them, they rise to heights that they didn't even know they had in themselves. And that's the greatest joy for me, is just helping people see that belief. And so I couldn't agree with you more. And a lot of people don't get that. That's a thing that for leaders, that's really hard for people to see or get of the impact of that. So I think it's so great that you're definitely see that as a key piece to moving forward, and that, you know, you really recognize that we have to put that belief in others. We do. And who do you have on your team? Who do you have that could be your next superstar? And treating everybody that comes into your team like they are your next superstar. That's what I always tell people. Quit. People always like, well, I don't have any potentials right now, potential leaders on my team. It's like, you do. Every single person that walks into your organization has the potential to be your next rock star. You just have to let them know so.
Absolutely.
It is really awesome. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. You know, I think that they make a lot of the companies out there today make it so affordable that, you know, it's so low risk, and you're going to have the time of your life. I'm always very honest with people. It's not going to always be easy, but it's certainly going to be worth it. Owning your own time and just all those amazing things that we talked about today, the benefits of the industry, it's worth it. It's worth it. And, you know, I think that you should just do it, because you will discover gifts and, you know, God-given talents and abilities that you get to go bless the world with. So just do it. Like
Great.
Nike said. Yeah.
So, what are some of the new and exciting things that you are working on or you think that our listeners could benefit from?
I just think trying to be a good example of the industry and what we can do, collaborating with other industry leaders and raising the bar. And, you know, I just like to educate people on the power of this business model. I think I'm a big cheerleader for network marketing industry, and I just want to be the best that I can. And I think that, you know, like I said, we can learn from each other. You've been in the industry for over 30 years. I've only been in it for 5 years. I love the fact that I have now a connection with you that I can say, hey, Belinda, I'm in a situation, how can you help me? I think just the collaborating with others and making more friends is, you know, what I want to continue doing. And that's always exciting.
That's great. So where can people find you, Michelle? Do you have a website that you'd love people to be able to connect with you?
Yes, I'm all over social media, and they can find me at www.michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Lersch, L-E-R-S-C-H.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. And I know our listeners, you shared so many wonderful little gems in there. I hope that they go back and listen to it and listen to it again, because there were some really great nuggets. And that's all that we can hope to take away, is that one golden nugget that we can maybe apply, and it completely changes the direction of what we're doing. So thank you so much for that and giving us of your time today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Belinda. It was my honor. I appreciate you very much.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.